March 25, Exodus 12, 29 to 42, free at last, and he brought forth his people with joy and his chosen with gladness. Psalm 105, 43, with sandaled feet and staff in hand, the people of Israel had stood hushed, awed, yet expectant, awaiting the royal mandate that should bid them go forth. Before the morning broke, they were on their way. That day completed the history revealed to Abraham in prophetic vision centuries before. Thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Genesis 15:13-14. In bringing forth Israel from Egypt, the Lord again manifested his power and his mercy, his wonderful works and their deliverance from bondage, and his dealings with them and their travels through the wilderness were not for their benefit alone. These were to be as an object lesson to the surrounding nations. The Lord revealed himself as a God above all human authority and greatness. The signs and wonders he wrought in behalf of his people showed his power over nature and over the greatest of those who worship nature. God went through the proud land of Egypt as he will go through the earth in the last days. With fire and tempest, earthquake and death, the great I Am redeemed his people. He took them out of the land of bondage. He led them through the great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought. Deuteronomy 8:15, he brought them forth water out of the rock of flint and fed them with the corn of heaven. Psalm 78:24. For, said Moses, the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no strange God with him. Deuteronomy 32:9-12. Thus he brought them unto himself, that they might dwell as under the shadow of the Most High.